when you're in the dark and lost and life looks grey.
Just a single drop of light can point the way.
And though, if you can catch one glimmer, tend to it well.
Help it to swell and grow.
Light so.
Soon a little drop might just become a spark.
Once that you find more light within the dark.
And soon those lights will start to shimmer,
making the gloom practically broom and glow.
Suddenly, boom, you'll know which way to go.
Look for the light.
Look for the light.
And it will guide you.
Look for the light.
Keep it in sight.
Close as can be. Follow its gleam and it will seem somehow the dark's not as extreme. If you just look for the light, well, you'll see.
Then somebody's spark goes out, the dark creeps in,
till they can't see who they are or where they've been.
So go before the world grows dimmer,
and you just might somehow ignite what's gone.
One drop of light could turn it right back on.
Look for the light, just like the light burning inside you.
Look for the light, cling to it tight, follow its lead. A little ray could be your way out of the night to a new day, where you will find all the light that you need.
Look for a flicker of compassion,
a flash of empathy,
'cause that's how you can tell you're heading where you hope to be.
A burst of warmth and kindness,
an illuminated heart.
Then give it all some room,
and soon the fireworks will start. You see that? High atop the last mountain, it's the Lake of Light, the source of all radiance. To restore your parents' humanity, they must go into that lake.
But beware the darkness. It feeds on dark feelings, growing bigger and bigger until you're lost.
Well, that's no problem. I don't have any dark feelings.
Everyone has dark feelings. It's how you deal with them that counts.